It's the cold, yeah. We stick to the cold, yeah.
Wow, what it is, man. Welcome back to the Stick to the Cold podcast. You already know, man. It's your boy Ayo in this bit.
And it's your girl Kat.
And we out here to make sure y'all sticking to the cold.
Yeah, for real, though.
What it's been looking like, man?
Man, that thing been solid. Shit, I've been in class all fucking day long.
That's the home. Learning shit.
Learned too much shit today. Really, with psychology, you can never not learn in the fucking psychology class, y'all.
You can never not learn.
You can never not learn.
Y'all over there getting deep and shit.
Most of my psychology classes ain't nothing but deep conversations. Every last one of them, deep conversations.
So y'all just go to class and talk.
And talk about social psychology. I have a seminar of ethics of justice. I have a psychology class about basically HR shit, like industry and organization. Like, we just sit up in there and talk about their particular psychology.
I don't think I took one psychology class. So
you had to take general psych or sociology. You had to take one or the other.
I don't think so.
It's required as a freshman.
It might have been required at your school, but I don't think they made me take no shit. Like, I don't remember taking shit.
You had to take one or the other.
I took like a basic science or something like that.
Basic science.
Science, but I mean, I don't think you got to take no sociology class.
You got to take one or the other.
Class, I got a hell of a click on. I mean, maybe. Like I gotta say, it's been a while since last time I was in school taking
class.
Yeah,
you know, you 50, 11 years old. All right,
don't be pushing it, Lee, I guess, now. Don't be pushing it too much.
Speaking of, I turned 23 on Thursday, y'all.
Oh, what you doing? You finna turn up and turn old and shit? You gonna be 50, 11 then?
I'm gonna be 23. And,
50, 11.
I ain't gonna be doing nothing. I ain't gonna go to the club.
You ain't stepping out of
nothing? Nope, I ain't gonna be doing nothing. I might go to Seaside Lounge, but, I mean, that's if I go to work. If I don't go to work, I ain't going out there.
So you only gonna go out if you working?
Yeah.
That's old folks shit. Like,
man, I wanna make money.
That's old people birthday shit.
I'm going out to make money. If I'm not finna go out on my birthday and get other motherfuckers drunk with me. Like, I don't need y'all drunk with me.
You What's need to be paid on your birthday, I guess.
I need to get paid. I need to get some tips on
I'm
my
trying
birthday.
To enjoy myself. I'm trying to relax. Mm-mm. I mean, I work on my birthday a lot of times, but that's just because I didn't have enough young birthdays where I'm like, fuck it, I ain't got to take off.
I relax every day. And I call out. I have personal days every week.
You take personal days from work?
From whatever is making my brain go. Yeah, it don't matter what it is. I take personal days every week. Whether it's one or two. It's between one or two. Every week.
I wish. I mean, I don't be having the time to take personal days. Nigga be too much busy, too much shit going on. Between this shit and everything else, I'm gonna get into many personal days. But I feel you. Man, shit. What the fuck we looking like? You ready to go ahead and get this shit popping?
Hey, let's see what it's looking like.
All right, let's see what the fuck we looking like. What we looking like? What we looking like? What we looking like? Oh, matter of fact, you hitting the goddamn birthday with your little young ass. We finna get to this goddamn cold word of the motherfucking week for you young folks. You know that cold word? You know that shit, obviously, right? You gotta know that one. You just gonna look with your face?
Because I don't use this word.
You don't use that word?
Absolutely not.
Because you too fucking young to use this word. But I'm gonna go ahead and put y'all on this week, cold word, juvie. You heard me? Hold on, so you don't know what juvie means?
Everybody know what juvie is.
Everybody don't say juvie. I mean, in the South, everybody knows what a juvenile is.
Because it originates from the word juvenile. Period.
Man, you trying to break the shit down.
What I'm saying is, of course I know what it means, but I mean, I ain't never heard nobody actually in the street be like, hey, yeah, little juvie.
Oh, you ain't never heard nobody talk like that?
I've heard it, but I've never heard nobody say it on the street and be like, oh, yeah, refer to their junt as a juvie.
I mean, I ain't from no area where niggas say junt, so, I mean, that's a part right there.
A junt?
So, I feel like junt's probably like how I say, like, is I'm like, oh, that's my little yeah right there. That's probably like how you saying junt the same kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nah, I mean, juvie, basically, if you like, let's say you 27 and you talking to a female, you a female, you 27, you talking to a little dude like 21 or something, that's your little juvie. That's your little, you know, you mess with a little juvie right there.
Or am I a cougar?
Huh?
Or am I a cougar? Or am I just
I mean,
a
you could be on that cougar he, shit, but I mean, is, that juvie, that's, I mean, he, I feel like. That's my little juvie shit. That's just like, you know, you got a little young thing you fucking with. Like, typically you saying a juvie, you know, y'all both grown, but it's like they a little bit younger than me. So are they young enough to be like, oh, that's, it, that's my little dude right
there. It's a dark humor joke. It's a dark humor-ass joke. It's a
dark humor?
Yeah, it's dark humor. Really? I mean, hell yeah. Everybody know a juvenile. What, come on, I mean, now. Everybody know. Cause
but see, like, so, when you say so it like people, that, you listen, making it seem too smart, like no. Juvenile. Like, I mean, it's just a little juvie. That's my little juvie.
No, I'm saying that when older people use the word juvie, of course, they thinking juvenile, the whole word. Even though they saying juvie, they thinking juvenile, period. That's, like I said, where the word originated from. So I feel like that was just something that the older people or the older generation came up with as a little, as something to be funny with when somebody brought a younger date in the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you run around with that little juvie right there. Yeah, oh, yeah, that definitely
what
be that
yeah,
part
that's
like
what I'm
that.
Saying.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
sure,
what I'm saying.
Sure.
Like, because that's why I'm trying to see who the fuck my age, or not even my age, but people or men older, you know, of 20, because I've dated older men and I do date older men and I've never heard them refer to me as a fucking
I mean,
juvie.
I feel like a juvie, I feel like somebody, like, if you saying it like that, I feel like it's more often like a female might say that's my little juvie or something like that. Like if a female talking to a young person, at least from where I'm from, at least where I'm from. Like, I mean, because like a dude, like I done said something like that, like I done shout out, you know, I got a little juvie. Like if you're talking to a chick, you might be a few years young. Like, so right now, if my age, if I was talking to a chick your age, I'd be like, I'm a little juvie. You enough years younger than me too. I'd be like, oh, that's a little juvie. That's a little, you know, little young thing right there. You got a little juvie.
I don't know. We call them.
I mean, shit, even like the other week you was talking about what you had. You was 20-something and had a dude like 2 or 3 years younger than you or something like that. That'd have been like a little juvie right there.
Yeah, I used to call him my son as well, though. So.
Yeah, that's my son. That ain't sexy at all. Like a little juvie. Like where I'm from, like you said, a little juvie. That might be a little sexy thing right there. But
no.
You saying my son, like...
Or my little baby. My little baby. That's my little baby right there.
That shit make him sing like a kid. Like, that's
yeah.
My thing.
Just, what the fuck is a juvenile?
I mean, hold on. Let's say you say juvenile right there.
First of all,
hold on.
The word juvie and juvenile
you, see,
equals.
You, see, you making it... You trying to make it smart and shit like that. We ain't talk about the smart side of it. I'm talking about, that's my little juvie. I mean, I know you done heard this song. That's my juvie. That's my juvie. You know what I mean? Yes, no, maybe.
Okay.
That's a whole song right there. It ain't talking about no, oh, that's my little juvenile. You know what I mean? What the fuck you mean?
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. I'm not personally saying, or nor have I heard nobody say juvie.
Shit, honestly, before I came out here, before I met like you and somebody else from a different joint, like not where I'm from, but like they little joint, like how they're saying like that, like I don't know about who be saying that part like that. So, you know, just folks be running different conversations and shit like that.
Them a little, yeah, them a little junt.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, where I'm from, like, you got a little, yeah, but ain't anybody got no junt.
Yeah, yeah, he bumped the junt.
Yeah, y'all country, hey, that country shit right there.
Big Boogie done said that shit about...
Big Boogie, I don't know what that is.
You don't know who Big Boogie is?
No, nigga.
Damn. You know
where they from?
Memphis. They, like, he,
I'm assuming it's a rapper?
Yeah, he is. And, I mean, shit, he known everywhere. Everybody talking about him now, the little Big Boogie challenge. When he do like that.
I mean, I don't, that's some shit on TikTok or something. I mean,
hey, you need to get on TikTok.
TikTok different. I be on there, but I should be looking different, probably.
Hey, Big Boogie, done said that shit about the motherfucker. Damn, we could have bumped the junt. Like, junt. Just saying junt as, yeah. Junt and yeah, both equals everything,
I mean,
or anything, right? That's what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it can be anything.
Yeah, it can be anything. And junt is the same as yeah. Both of them can be any and everything.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's a different state type of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, let's go ahead and fuck up some of these goddamn cold shit, these little situations. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. We finna talk some shit. Y'all already know, man, all these shit's coming in from Reddit right now. Always feel welcome, man. If y'all fucking with us and y'all want to know what we think about the situation y'all got going and what the code is on dealing with that shit, man, run that shit our way, man. Send them motherfucking situations in and we gonna break that shit down for you. Yeah, man. You want this first one or you want me to write it?
It don't matter, shit. I thought you got it, you know. All
right, fuck it. Let me see. All right, so bet. First situation we got right here. We got a female coming out of Toronto, Canada. Shout out Canada. Shot at 20. So she say, a 23-year-old guy refused to have sex with me when I told him my age. We met at a club. Everything was going well. We went to his apartment, undressed each other, and he asked me how old I am, and he refused to have sex with me. Still very confused as to why he did that. What do you think about that? You don't know? What you thinking? You 23 right now yourself. So what would you do if, like, you know, you pull up somebody like they hit you with that shit?
And refuse to have sex with me, and I'm 3 years younger than him.
Yeah.
I still be very confused as to why he did this shit too. But I really wouldn't be too pressed about it. He might got either he might like old, maybe. I don't know. I can't think of nothing besides him assuming that either she was older or younger than what she was.
Like, I don't know about younger part, but I mean, I feel that, like, on the cool, like, I mean, even just, like, to me at a point in time, like, you know, you start hitting the age, and it's, like, certain ages, that shit just don't feel attractive. Like, I don't know, like, when I was talking to a chick, she, like, 19, like, 19, just at my age right now, like, that don't just feel like, oh, look at that little 19.
So, 23 and 20 don't feel attractive? You would never.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I see a female and she looking a type of way, like, I can appreciate what you look like regardless. But the age, the number just might feel different for some people.
These people are in his apartment.
I mean, undressed.
They are undressed. Shit. He is ready to fuck her until he tells her that she's too old.
Nah, hold on. She told him. Hold on. He told her that she's too young. At least that's how I'm thinking it. Mm. Like, I'm thinking it like he. She,
it could
he
go 23, either way,
she
20. Man.
I'm not thinking she too old. I'm thinking he thinking she too young. Mm. I mean, I guess that could be a part right there. I ain't never thought about him thinking she too young. I mean, she too old. Cause I mean, I guess you got some people who on some weirdo shit trying to, like, you know,
that's the,
fuck
like,
with somebody who like super
you gotta,
underage.
Thought she was older than that.
I mean, yeah, that's the only. I mean, I guess you read it a different way than me. But like the whole way I read it, I was just thinking like somebody who. Like, he read it. He was like, oh, shit, how old you is? Like, oh, shit, you
because
young.
My thing
you ain't
is,
even.
If we both in the same club, I have to be at least around the same age as, you know, if we all in the same club or whatever like that in Canada partying and shit like that. And you are this close to fucking me and you don't fuck me because I'm 20. Either she lying about being 20. You know what I'm saying? Either she lying and telling us that she told him that she was 20 and he ran off, or she was really really 18 type shit. At least that's what I'm thinking. You know, somewhere in there, that shit don't make sense. Somebody lying.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, it might be the case. But in my mind, I'm just thinking if you talking to, like, you got dudes who just legit had that situation, you don't want to, like, be rocking with some chicken in, like, if you 20, if I'm thinking you my same age, and then you like 20, that I mean that's 1 year from being 19, a teenager and shit like that. You might be thinking like little shawty young. I ain't never thought about the. I mean, cause my mindset ain't never like, ooh, I want him younger or some shit like that. So like, I ain't never thinking on some shit like, oh shit, he probably wishing like, oh, I wish you was 18. Cause I mean, shit, if she in the club, he knows she grown, so she probably like look older, some shit like that. Now I ain't gonna lie, at 23, if I'm with a little 20 year old, like, I ain't gonna lie, if I couldn't see myself, especially like we didn't got to
Man,
that point.
I done
oh
had,
shit.
Bro.
Nah, let me put you back. I couldn't see myself running it like that.
Nah, them niggas, I'm speaking from experience. I've dated motherfuckers, well, who I thought I dated was dating that was older than me and honestly didn't fucking take me serious at all, but will fuck the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't take me serious at all because of my age. They thought I was immature because of my age. And keep in mind, I've always been a old soul. I've always had an old soul. So I've always had some type of wisdom or some type of knowledge of niggas, period. So when that shit, when I'm reading that shit, I've never not been fucked. Being old enough, you know what I'm saying? Being old, like, if she was 17, I would understand him changing his mind because she's 17, she's underage. But she's 20, and y'all already underdressed, and you don't want to fuck her. The only thing I can see is you not being attracted to women that are around more so of your age. Because
I mean, she might look older because I mean, you know, at least I mean, I ain't actually with the shit like, but I know if I look see shit like on social media or some shit like that, young folks look older than they used to. You know, most shit going on. People dressing in mud. Like, I don't.
That's gonna stop you from fucking somebody.
Hold on, I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about this.
In a male's nature, is that gonna stop you from fucking somebody?
Hold on, you already undressed.
Your dick is out.
If I think she too young for me, yeah.
If y'all three, not too young, but let's talk about three years.
I was that nigga though. Like, he obviously tripping on it. For me, 2023, I ain't giving a fuck. Like,
yeah, that
you
ain't.
Get with
yeah.
The
I'm confused like you, ma'am.
So I don't know. Like,
ain't no resolution.
Ain't no resolution. I mean, ain't really shit you can do about it. You just gotta respect it, really, though. That's the biggest
thing. That's his decision.
Like, if he don't wanna fuck you, he don't wanna fuck you. You just gotta respect the goddamn situation with that right there.
So. Hell, and aim for older men. Stop doing this shit. But go ahead.
I mean, shit, he is older than her.
Mm-mm, I'm talking about older.
How old are you talking about aiming for?
I'm not 23.
What you aiming for, like 30, 60?
30, 60.
So you trying to get you a sugar daddy?
30, 60.
You trying to get a nigga a nigga in his career already.
A nigga who got a house already. Nigga. A nigga who already got a car. A nigga who ain't. Yeah, that nigga right there. All get right. That nigga right there. And at least until you become 30 and in your career. And then you can return the favor.
By what? Getting you a little young thing?
Getting you a little young thing.
Getting you a little juvie. Yep. You get you a little juvie.
There we go. We used it. Get you a little juvie. Hey, yeah. That's the way the world works.
Okay.
That's the way the world works.
Shout it like, go on ahead. What you got to do is keep thugging it, man. Get you a little juvie later on. All right, go ahead and get to this shit, man. That's it for that one.
Well, shit. God damn it. We got Maggie, motherfucking ass. Maggie is from the Midwest of USA. I don't know what anyway. She's a female, obviously, and 24 years old. She says, I am a silver engineer, so I work with a ton of older men. Oh, this is an actual girl. And she, I really don't have any friends in my office at all. Would it be bad to skip my holiday party coming up Saturday? I feel bad because the company treats me well, but I really don't want to spend my Saturday night there. Also, it is my best friend's birthday on Saturday night, and she invited me to something, but I feel a little guilty about skipping the office party. Going to both is not an option because my friend lives 2 hours away. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Girl, if you don't go, support your friend.
You ain't even think about that part?
It ain't nothing to think about.
I mean,
you spend Monday through Friday with these motherfuckers, and you mean to tell me you don't want to skip your holiday party on Saturday night? Saturday night, which is your best friend's birthday celebration night.
I mean, who she lives might be trying 2 hours
away? Fuck that.
You might got that job come up. You know, you sometimes you got to, I ain't finna do it. But, you know, sometimes the folks, you know, smooch up a little bit, you know, doing all the little extra pull up to all the parties, you kicking it with everybody. Because shit, if she the only female in that, I'm pretty sure it's probably harder for her to move up in that bitch too. Because if you don't, like, I don't know anything about civil engineer, like what exactly that entail. But if you the only female there, I'm pretty sure it ain't the easiest thing to move up through there.
Also, if I'm the only female there, why the fuck would I go to a party full of men on Saturday night? Like, I'm the fucking stripper. Like, I'm the fucking... No. I didn't come here to dance. Fuck none of that shit. I just came here to dance. Y'all. No, absolutely not. I'm going where other women will be.
I feel you on that. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I'm just playing, like, you know, advocate on that part right there. Side of it. Because, I mean, I'm 100% with you. I'm not going, like, it ain't even no conversation. This an optional party.
That's why I'm just trying to see, like, why was she... I'm sorry, Maggie.
But yeah, I'm with you on that, like, for sure, man. Dip out with your folks, like, because I mean, one, like, I ain't trying to, this is my fucking time to enjoy myself, and then it's a friend birthday party. I don't want to, like, hey, cool, this holiday party shit cool, but I don't want to kick with y'all.
You know what you can do? Have that holiday party on Monday morning when you get there to your desk, and they can resume then when you on the clock.
yeah, that's true.
Shit, bring cake. Hell, they not gonna stop you from eating and having cake and doing. They not gonna stop that shit at no office. They don't give a damn about that shit. They love that shit. It's a party. If they could have a party every day at the office, they would.
I mean,
that shit is boring. Cubicles are boring.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I mean, pretty much we on the same pace with that shit, though. Like. I can see the side of, like, why you might want to go to that shit. Because you just want to, you know, like, linking up, like, whether it's your bosses or some shit like that.
My ass. Unless you're trying to, you know, get one of them older niggas. And, you know what I mean? Then you're trying to go be a plus one to one of them niggas. Is that what you playing, Maggie? Is you playing plus one? That's the only way I can see you being.
What the fuck is the Midwest? What's that, like,
don't
Colorado
ask me.
And shit like that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's just a yes. Like, nigga, I don't even know. Like, yo, whatever you say, that
I'm
shit.
I'm in South Central.
Stupid.
I was born in the South Central.
South. Ooh. Hey, well, you from Arkansas. What in Arkansas are you from, by the way?
I'm from Forest City, Arkansas. Forest City with two R's. Forest City, Arkansas. It was founded by a man who... Yeah.
You know that?
It was founded by a man who was one of the founders of Ku Klux Klan. Absolutely. I feel like that was something that everybody should know is Black History Month.
Oh, for sure. That, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah,
though.
My like, city was founded by one of the founders.
That's, y'all got like mad racial shit out in there like that? Like energy like that?
Nah. Man, we done niggified the whole town.
That part.
You know, I mean, they can't have nothing. Like, the only thing that I really really know of as far as racism goes, and because, I mean, we even got black officers. We got a black mayor. We got a black superintendent for the schools. We got, like, all this shit is niggified. The only thing is, I mean, in the country, you got your Confederate flags if you go too far. But, yeah. I mean, other than that, I mean, shit, niggas don't go to the country no fucking way. They go, you know, we got our country where we at, and this is grandma's house, and you know, auntie,
y'all don't got country niggas. Y'all don't got like out there in the
outdoor, yeah. Hell,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm like, we got our, like, my whole, I'm from whole thing country, but then you got like that, you know, a little extra part where you got the niggas who
gotta drive
legit
down.
Wear cowboy boots and shit like that. Like, oh, nigga, them cowboy boots your life for
we
real.
Got
for
them.
Real.
But they not deep in, they are comfortable, but they not deep in as far as the wiggers, the white people who where they do their Confederate flags and shit. My neighbor got a Confederate flag hanging up in her living room. Don't ask me how I know. Well, matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you how I know. I was being nosy. I feel like this, and correct me if I'm wrong. When you have an apartment, what do you make sure is not shown through your window from the outside?
I mean, shit, me, I ain't trying to have nobody look at my apartment for anything. Period. So all my shit closed. Like, I don't know, you know, you
but
can't see in my house
but
from outside.
But the main thing you're trying to make sure nobody see through your living room is what?
My dick? I mean, I
my
be
TV.
Walking around naked.
My TV.
Because I don't know, you thought
TV,
I was going to get that outside. I don't want you
to see my TV with this.
Why you don't want nobody to see your TV?
Because people tend to want to steal things and break your window and be like, oh shit, it's easy right there. I can just go in there, break this window right here, go in there, take the TV off the wall. Cause I mean, look, she got the little pulley things that you could just pull it and take it off. The whole TV, just unplug that bitch.
Nigga, the jack of mine said, like,
and just unlock the door and walk out. Hell, she'll never know. She'll just walk in this motherfucker and see her window broken. You know, whatever, whatever. But my thing is this. When you don't want somebody to see something, you put it on the opposite wall of. Or you put, not the opposite wall of, but you put it on the same wall as. Like, my TV is on the same wall as my window.
So I feel like a lot of times when I look in people, I mean, not that I look in people's houses, but.
Wow.
Nigga, like,
we have a peeping Tom.
I was like, that shit don't sound good regardless. But like a lot of times, okay. Like when I walk past the people, like in my apartments and some shit, it be, you can see straight in and they got their TV be right there. Like, I don't know. Like, you say that, that don't be in my mind. I'm
gonna, I guess
that's
an old people thing. My grandma and my mama always made sure that the TV was either in front of, like facing to where you couldn't get through the window. Like, if you broke the window, you still couldn't move, you know, anything. Or you put it on the actual opposite side to where you can't fucking see it and you don't know. But basically, this bitch got her motherfucking Confederate flag to where if you look in the window, you can see the flag hanging up on the fucking wall. So I feel like that's something that you want people to see, because when you look through a window, you can already, when you look through a window, you already know, oh, well, I want this, and third. You look through a window, you see a Confederate flag, I'm not finna fuck with these folks' house. I guess that's, you know?
Hold on. When you did that, this, and the third, it was you looking through on the shit in their house you want. Was that what you
I
were
don't
just
want
picking
shit
out?
In their house. They got a big ass husky that's hairy. So I know they just. I got two pit bulls and they don't shed like that. But them huskies, I know they. She got two of them. One of them was a girl. She had.
Do you know this neighbor? Or you just see this neighbor?
We talked. We're neighborly.
Like, yeah. Oh shit! I ain't gonna lie. Like our neighbors, we all right. Like I think for Christmas, like our neighbors. Like on the camera outside and shit, we seen the fact that they had dropped off a gift for, you know, Christmassy type shit. I still forgot to thank them. I do want to tell them folks thank you, but they dropped off.
It's February. Just give them a bear. Just give them a bear for Valentine's. They be like, thanks for Christmas.
Like, I seen you when you did this shit, so appreciate this shit.
Nah, they not like that. It's more so, you walking your dog? I'm walking my dog. Hi, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't too nervous.
Is your lights on? Yeah, my lights on. Did your water go? Yeah, my water's on.
This is like some power shit or something?
Yeah, if some bullshit going on.
Oh, I'm like, why
everybody
you
outside?
My license? Oh.
Like, you
shit,
know.
Shit, when lights go out over here, where my shit? Niggas don't be outside. Don't nobody be asking about shit. Don't nobody be like, hey,
don't nobody care
shit?
About shit.
Hell nah. Lights go out, you just your
five
lights out.
Five candle. Five candle.
Just figure it out, nigga.
Nah, fuck that. Mm-mm.
That shit wild. Man, let's get the fuck on to this shit. Oh, shit. Where the fuck we at? Goddamn firing up a candle. That mean it's hot. Candles be coming on. I'm trying to think of some slick shit to introduce this shit, but I can't. So I'm going to just go to this motherfucker. We talking about
when it's hot. When it's hot.
Go ahead.
When it's cold outside, who are you holding, waiting till tonight?
I'm just watching you.
Okay. Like, so what shit, you gonna do? What you gonna do is when it get hot outside or shit, when you get hot, you can always take your ass to 6402 Loetta Road in Spring, Texas.
Loetta. Oh, she
is it not Loetta?
The way you said it just had a little bit of extra, little bit of extra country oomph on that bitch. Mm.
Loetta Road in Spring, Texas. Right here. To chill. And I'm talking about chill the milkshake bar, not chill whatever else it is. We talking about chill the milkshake bar.
We ain't talking about Netflix and
we
shit.
We talking about milkshakes, ice cream.
We talking about milkshakes?
Real shit that y'all like. I know some of y'all like to get high and gonna get you some ice cream. Take your ass up there. That shit fire. Shot I promise wild. You won't be disappointed. Ask Ayo what he like. What you like?
I can't with your ass. You fucking motherfucking the super salesman mode. Hey, look, let me tell you. Come over here, man. We got everything you need. All we that's how the fucking feel.
Send vibes and vibes. What about for you?
Like, man, what you need? What you? Hey, look, man. We got the motherfucker. They normally go for the five, but I got them for the four today.
I got them for the day.
Yeah, man.
Really three and a half.
One day shit, right? You feel me? But man, look, that shit really be fire. Like the milkshakes, what got a nigga to go? I don't even know what got a nigga to pull up to that bitch the first time. I think we just probably like fucking off or some shit. Killer might have put me on that shit.
I was gonna say, I'm an Instagram searcher. I be searching shit on Instagram.
I be heavy with the Yelp shit. Nigga be on my Yelp elite shit.
Okay, let me go ahead and download Yelp. Cause Yelp really talking about Yelp.
Bro, like real talk, like everything, like when I really got, like, when I first moved to Houston, I ain't had no money going nowhere. So I was eating a whole lot of McDonald's. But, you feel me? But then once, you know, got a little more shit, I was like, start diving around. Like, Yelp really, nigga done slid on some shit for real. Okay. Since that shit. But, nah, though, like the shit off of Luetta, but shit, the ice cream and them with the milkshakes and them motherfucker be popping. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't the type of person who get like the you know specialties and shit like that. They got like a long list, like 40 or something of them motherfuckers. But I ain't really want to be fucking with that shit too much. But they got the what's my favorite shit? I know I'm getting the. I ain't gonna lie, I don't remember the shit offhand, but the motherfucking two scoops of their cookies and cream. Cause they do three scoops on that motherfucker, two scoops of their cookies and cream, one scoop of their vanilla. I really like vanilla bean ice cream, but I don't think they got it. Throw them M&M's, some Kit Kats. What the fuck is that?
Vanilla bean.
You don't, what the fuck? You don't like vanilla? Why the fuck you hating on vanilla bean?
Yuck.
You don't like ice cream?
Vanilla bean. We like homemade vanilla around this bitch.
Man, nah. That
I
vanilla,
don't want no
that,
French vanilla. Give me man, homemade bean, at the house.
I need to see them
with
specs
your grandma.
And that shit. That shit popping.
I don't want that.
You tripping. That shit.
Y'all get homemade vanilla, but go ahead. I'm listening.
I guess. But, man, get that shit. Throw some M&M's in that bitch. Throw some Kit Kats in that bitch. Little brownie bits in that motherfucker.
A little sugar diabetes in that bitch.
A little bit. Hey, look. That's why you got to do this
cavity,
shit.
A little cavity, a little root canal.
That's why I do it at 9 again. You can't be fucking this shit up too often. But then throw a little strawberry drizzle on that bitch. Mm, that shit be popping. Real talk. That shit be hitting. They got like, they got waffles and grilled cheese and shit in there too. I don't be too much with that because, you know, I don't be eating it. But the grilled cheese and shit be legit. I think they got like a few different flavors. Like, I don't know what the fuck they call, so don't give me the line. I only had the grilled cheese a few times, but the milkshakes, them bitches be popping. And I think they got like a location up in Texas. What College Station or something like that?
College Station in Magnolia, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yo, so they got the motherfuckers up there. So if y'all in them areas, if you in Texas, I think somebody voted them like USA Today say them niggas is the number one milkshakes in Texas. So, man, if you ever pull up to Texas, you in the goddamn Houston, Magnolia, College Station area, man, fuck with chill, .. the milkshake bar. Should be popping. Yeah, man.
Pull up in the bands.
Huh? I think we went for two different pull-ups. Like, I don't know what yours was.
I was a TikTok pull-up.
Mine was it was some singing person. I don't want to be disrespectful on their name, but
Phillips, getting the right, understanding the other hand, gripping the thigh.
I thought that's what it was. Everybody, like, I didn't want to say the wrong one for a little bit. I was like, is it Trey? I was like,
absolutely. How dare you confuse Mr. I ain't gonna say it. Cause they kind of Trey Songz a little rapey.
I just saying a little situation. I don't know what it is. Like I don't speak on nobody's name, man. I don't know what he's doing.
No, don't confuse my Trey Songz with Mr. Bryson Tiller. Mr. Bryson Tiller ain't.
Show that. I bet, man. Let's go ahead get back to the shits. Another little situation right here. But you got that one. Go ahead. You got it.
All right, so we got a little homie from Texas. He ain't say which part. He 20 and he obviously is a boy.
A boy,
Damon. So my 16-year-old brother.
Go ahead. Shot him fucked up.
Why did y'all got stuck?
She got stuck. She dead ass. Shotty got stuck. She can't even read the situation. Nigga said, my 16-year brother. What? Nah, go fucking ahead. Man, come on, we gotta talk about the situation.
I am embarrassed.
We got it. Go ahead.
Okay. I got y'all. Okay, I got some.
Goddamn, kill over here, cracking the fuck up, waiting on this shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm so. Y'all, excuse me for what I'm about to say, because y'all gonna be mad at the first sentence. Like, I ain't even got through it. Okay,
so. Say, excuse me, ain't even her situation. Like, let me excuse myself for this shit I gotta read.
And now I can understand why he didn't say what part of Texas, because I wouldn't either. I would make it as broad as possible. I would say in the USA. You hear me? My brother, who is 16 years old, used to come in my shampoo. And now he plays it off like it's nothing serious. But I'm thoroughly disgusted. As disgusted as I was reading it. And don't even know how to take him seriously. He's not taking you serious. Nor your hair. I only learned of this a couple weeks ago. He said he got off knowing I had his sin. You
this
know
shit
what?
Fucking you up. You ain't even halfway through the shit.
I think, hey, y'all, so let me, okay, my bad, I'm sorry. I'm not a good storyteller. I had his semen in my hair and didn't know it.
Oh, in fact, he had his semen in his hair and didn't know it.
Words cannot describe how gross I feel. This was 1 or 2 years ago when he was 14 and 15, but still it's so fucking, yes, it is. I don't even talk to him. You should not.
That shit wild.
Did you not tell your parents? Ain't nobody got him in no psychiatric.
Facts.
Because that is fucking, not only is it disgusting, but it's disturbing. We talked about it in person sometime last week, but he played it off and said something like, it wasn't an incest thing, just like a power thing. He admitted this to me in the beginning of the fucking year. What an asshole.
Yeah, that's the way to start off your new year. New year, new me.
It was not only 9 days later that I really started to dwell on. So you didn't hear it the first day? It didn't process. This man's still walking?
I ain't gonna lie. That's some shit right there.
We talked about it in person, but he played it off like it and said it wasn't an incest thing, just like a power.
It was like a power thing, just to let you know, like, yeah, nigga, I got my nut in your head. Like, I guess that's the energy.
I don't know, because on porn and men, when men nut on bitches' faces and head, I mean, granted, I guess that is a power thing. You know, it's I guess men kind of get off of seeing nut on bitches' faces, I guess. But the fact that he thinking about, oh, my brother got his nut on. Like,
I don't know.
In the shower, he thinking like, oh, yeah, he finna go get in the shower and wash his hair. I'm finna have to wash his hair. Like, why he in the shower?
This shit just crazy. I don't know. Like what?
That's
I don't
what
get
do?
To get off. Like, I mean, it's 14, 15.
You
so what?
14 and 15 years old, and this how you get off? Imagine what what is satisfying you in your fantasy world. If you doing this type of shit in the real life, what the fuck is your, what is turning you on, like, in the deep, in the dark? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit, this is the dark, nigga.
No, I'm not talking about that. People have
it
things.
Get darker, what you saying?
People have things that they don't talk to other people about that they are interested in and have fantasies about, mm-hmm. regardless of what people say. You know what I'm saying?
You got weird fantasies?
Yeah, I do. I do have weird fantasies.
You want to talk about one of the weird fantasies?
Do you want me to talk about one?
I mean, I don't want to hear nothing too crazy, but you know.
I've always wanted to be pulled over and fucked by a police officer on the side of the road. Yeah.
Hell yeah, goddamn.
I mean, and that's, I guess it's a power thing. Like, so, he said, I don't know, but that's not the same thing. So but that, is a, like, that to me is a power thing.
So you want to, like, get pulled over and convince them to have sex with you, or them to, like, just, like, take, I don't know. Take it never, from you or something like that?
I haven't thought into the story of it. Damn it. Ayo, it's a fantasy.
I don't know, shit. I'm just trying to get, I don't know. Like, I ain't got, no, yeah. I ain't got no fantasies like that.
Yeah. Like, instead of giving me this speeding ticket, I'll give you a titty. What? No, like
the, I'll give you a titty.
I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. So
man,
you know,
trust and believe. It's some folks who done got fucked on the side of the road for a speeding ticket.
But yeah,
I feel like when that shit happen, you got to pull up a little bit. You got to separate the cars. It can't be too obvious. Can't nobody pass by. Like,
you got to keep the lights on so it look like they searching in the car.
Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
How long you had that weird ass fantasy?
For a long time.
So you this one you think you gonna ever knock off or probably not?
Actually. It's not something. Well, I've had the chance.
Oh, you've been pulled over.
I was dating a state trooper. Well, I wasn't dating, but one was interested in
talking
me.
To the feds.
I was in college, actually, my sophomore year at UAPB in Bible. I was talking to this state trooper, or I started talking to him, and it wasn't up until where I saw. He told me his name, saw me, I searched everybody's name. Told me his name, I searched his name and saw it on YouTube where he was a pastor. He ended up being married. And those were things that kind of stuck out to me. And at the time, I was on a spiritual journey as well. So it was just like, are you willing to satisfy your fantasy? And you know what I'm saying? Type shit like,
am I going to sacrifice all this shit for this little fantasy I got right here?
Yeah, just bullshit ass fantasy. You got. I mean, it's a fantasy. We can keep it at that. You don't have to live all of your fantasies. All of them. Now, some of them, you know, you of course you want to live and be like, oh, I did that. But I mean, all your fantasies like don't have to be lived through. But what really stuck out to me was that he had the nerve to speak about adultery in one of his sermons on YouTube. And that's the main reason. It ain't had nothing to do with him being married because, I mean... But it's just like, I ain't shit. But, you know, you know.
Ain't my kids, ain't my wife.
It ain't. And don't you try to leave her for me because I'm leaving you the next day because she the one got the money. You know what I'm saying?
You was going to be his little juvie. I have to imagine he an older nigga. You say
I would have been his juvie. Yes. I would have been his juvie. And
how much older this bro is? He got like wife, kids?
Yeah. He was older. I was like 30, 20. 40. I was 19, actually. So he was probably like 37, 36.
Oh, nigga pushing numbers. Yeah, see, like, that's the part right there. Like I was saying, like, at 27, I don't think 19 would have been it for me. Like, 37? Like, you, like, in my mind, like, y'all motherfuckers are looking like just, a baby. Like, fuck that. That shit don't attract me. Like, I don't like
it.
Like,
shouldn't.
Like, just straight up, like, when I be talking to a chick, like, sometimes, or like, when I want to talk to a chick, but like, when I ain't seen the females and shit like that. Like, just looking at a female, like, I can see curves on your body, but your face like a fucking kid, and that shit don't do it for me at all. Just like, if you look too young, or even like a chick kind of be too short, I mean, nothing against, you know, short females or some shit, but if you start looking too small to me, I'm like, I don't know if you fully developed or some shit. Is that your end of your height, or you just short?
I'm through.
I don't know, like, that little young shit, I don't want to play no games with none of that shit.
I mean, but you have some men who think like that, you know what I'm saying, that I work with at the warehouse, and you have other men who feel like, because it was these two older guys who got into a physical fight at work, and both got fired because they put their hands on each other, of course. Mm. But the fight was about a particular fact that one of the guys was telling him, man, you old enough to be her damn granddaddy, because he was talking.
the granddaddy.
And he said that.
I thought you was going to say daddy, not the granddaddy. Nigga, you old enough to be her granddaddy.
He said that, and he was talking to, he was in front of other men and other people, and even in front of the little bitch, the little juvie bitch. Mm. That's what I'm calling
you. Oh, this chick at work?
It's a coworker. But I mean, I wasn't around, but I heard older people, older women talking about the situation. I was like, shit. But
let me tell you a little thing.
There are men out there who don't like young ass bitches. You know what I'm saying? These young girls, these juvie bitches, like as you would put it. It's a lot of men who want their fantasies. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's a fantasy. You want your world rocked by a young bitch. Like, I want to lay there while a young bitch with all her ass together bounce on my face.
With they young shit, got titties all going
crazy.
Yeah,
her titties together. They not doing the wave. While we fucking, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess. I mean, fuck it. Them droop a little bit for me. I ain't trying to fucking deal with that young shit. Young love. You too perky for me.
But.
Back to this shit. Oh, yeah. But I was going to say, back to this shit right here.
We going
to
call you Joe.
About that regular fan. Who?
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
Joe Cummings.
I like that one. Mr. Joe and Heath Cummings.
Joe and Heath.
I like that. Heath? They're brothers.
I mean, I know, but where the fuck Heath come from? Like, Joe, like some random name, nigga. Heath?
I mean,
Heath Bar or something? You know some Heaths?
I know one Heath. He's white. So I think these people are.
Yeah, I feel like European name.
Yeah. A little cockinized.
You fucking killer up over there. I shot it over there trying to be like, all right, I'm good, but fuck. What she said?
Goddamn, what she just say? But nah, a little cockinized. But yeah, so Joe and Heath Cummings. Well, I personally think you should kill him. I think you should kill him. There's no other way around it. He doesn't feel any remorse.
I ain't saying the murder part, but it's shit. You gotta deal with some shit for that.
And what I don't understand is, why did it take you 9 days to realize, that you had cum in your hair?
And bro had to been like, so he was grown when this situation happened, because he's 29, it's like 2 years ago. So he 18, 19 when it happened. So you was a grown ass, I mean, you ain't 18, you ain't grown, but you know what I mean? Like you a fucking whole adult, and your little brother over here fucking nothing in a goddamn thing. And you washing your hair with that shit. He's still a fucking kid. Because this nigga 16. This still your little young man. I don't know. We probably fighting for the rest of like at least a year or some shit like that.
We need more details. What did your mom say? Did you tell your mom?
I mean, I feel like this. He might not have brought the situation to his family. Like,
fuck no.
Hold on. One, you got
a situation like this, you was calling your mama and saying, your motherfucking son. Come on.
Hold on. You embarrassed though, too, though.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I'm calling my... you don't care about embarrassment, humiliation, or nothing when you call your mama. None of that shit. Mama, I just bust my ass in front of... You don't give a fuck about... I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Mama, your son just put some fucking... Unbelievable.
You having trouble saying this shit. Your son just...
Come in my shampoo.
That shit crazy.
Fuck that. This what you do. Hey, switch your mama and your brother's shampoo out. Switch your mama and your brother's shampoo out.
What the fuck are you finna say?
And tell your mom, Heath was telling me a couple years ago that he was putting cum in both of our shampoo.
So you gonna put cum in your mama?
Absolutely. Hello, so everybody deserves it.
Like, you the motherfucker, like, if
you
I
get
got
cum,
it.
You get cum, you get cum. Everybody gets cum. Yes,
you wild,
cum
like, nigga, if I'm fucked up, everybody fucked up.
I don't give a fuck. It's so fucking disgusting. I don't even want to talk. We don't got to talk to him, but let's, this is how we going to handle it. We going to put cum in mama shampoo. Mama going to have to sacrifice.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. If my fucking kid did that shit, I'm beating the fuck, like, I'm beating your ass. If I'm the mom, I'm beating your ass.
It's well worth it.
I'm
20. It ain't that.
Well. I'm like,
push
nigga,
me in
I'm,
face.
I'm not, nigga, I'm talking about a fight. And I'm probably going to shoot, man, in my mind, I ain't got kids, but I like to wonder, what would it take for me to shoot my child? And it's like,
hey, yo.
I ain't going to lie. You going to get bodily harm. You ain't finna nut. Like, you ain't
willingly.
It's like if I'm like just chilling or some shit, and a nigga just like randomly just ran up on me and just like
consistently and persistently
nutted in my face or some shit, and I'm just gonna be like, shit, bro, you got me, nigga. No, nah, nigga, we gotta handle this shit.
It's okay.
Like, that's crazy. That's
you a crazy, you crazy, shit, you know that you a crazy
man,
motherfucker.
I feel him moving. Yeah. Nigga, fuck that. Yeah. No, yeah. Nigga,
I can see that.
We gotta have that shit. That's on some goddamn Pooh Shiesty. We gotta get that shit back in blood. Like, nigga, no, you ain't getting away with that shit.
That is back in blood. And honestly,
you talking about the cum is blood?
I mean,
fuck that. I'm talking about you gonna feel
point,
that shit.
At this point,
you gonna feel that shit. You ain't finna nut on
when
me.
When mom calls and asks, Joe, why in the hell is my shampoo so? Why does it not feel and it doesn't smell
like? You talking about it just made me like feel weird.
I'm making it real for you.
What the fuck? Because
you gotta understand that shampoo sometimes go in your mouth and in your eyes and in your nose when you washing your hair in the shower. When white people wash their hair in the shower, that shit going in their face, So when mom calls and asks, why is my shampoo not taste like soap but cum? It's a little salty.
Hey, the fact, like,
she might keep it to herself. She might keep it to herself because why does she know what cum tastes like?
This tastes like
dad. Why do you know what cum tastes like, mom?
The fact that you, for no fucking reason, coming at mom. Like, mom ain't even got shit to do with this.
Yes, she do. Why did you create him? Why did you have him after me?
Why you raised this shit, baby?
Why did you have him after me? You must have didn't beat his ass enough. He is not human decency. This is not human decency at all. This nigga is psycho.
You raised this motherfucker. You raised him. This is your fault. This is much your fault as mine.
Yep. So you deserve a little cum in your hair too.
So basically, Joe the old nigga, right? Joe the old nigga and your made up just random name. So Joe, let us know, my nigga, because I really want to know. Did you at any point in time beat your little brother ass?
Or tell your mama?
And did you take her fucked up ass advice and just say fuck your mama too and make sure she felt it?
Because I feel like this, a argument this big, mom knows what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I've already addressed you. You know, you when you're a parent in a house, you know what the fuck. You know when your kids into
20,
it.
He might not be
you, know, you don't know. You still know that your kids, if your kid's not talking or into it, you know what I'm saying? You still can pick up vibes.
As a,
yeah, come on now. So at that point, shit, you know what's going on and you don't care. You ain't care to ask either. Okay. I mean, let me give you the shampoo you used to give me. But the thing is, it reminds me.
It's the same bottle in there.
Same bottle. I got it. Just what you need right here. But no, it reminds me of this TikTok, y'all. It was so funny. It's a TikTok of this little girl. She was talking about how she be making, you know, she was mixing up something or making something, cooking something or whatever like that. She had something in a spoon. So the daddy is recording her. The daddy's recording her. And he's like, she was like, yeah, she up here cooking, doing something. I don't know what the fuck she doing. What you doing up here? And he was like, taste this. Just taste it. It was on a white spoon. He put it in his mouth. She said, ugh, that's nasty. What is this?
I don't even know. I want to fucking know what it is. Like, in my mind, all I'm like is I don't want to know what it is. Go ahead,
she
though.
She said, Pete.
Man, I ain't going to lie to you. Oh, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm telling you, she's like three years old, y'all. So it was so
I'm funny. Probably gonna CPS need to be called because you finna fucking cry. You over here fucking crying. I think I look at her shit rig. I got them little tip one going.
She said peace so calmly, like she didn't know that was, you know,
man,
I was speak.
Fuck that. Like you done had man. Like in my mind, all
oh
I got
God,
is, like see that's why I know I ain't, all I got is bad situations. Like I'm either sticking that shit in their mouth, like I'm beating my child. Like I don't got no situation where I'm like, oh baby, you don't do this. Like all my shit is I'm fucking that child up. Like I'm not taking that. I'm not just finna deal with that. What you doing if that shit happened?
It was so funny to me. My mama said, now keep in mind, my mama worked for DHS, y'all. My mama said that little bitch would be in foster care.
Something like you ain't finna.
She called her a little bitch, y'all. She said that little bitch will be in foster care.
You gotta
I said,
do something, like nigga. Beat the fuck out, man. Them somebody gotta take them kid. Like I'm mad. See that's the type of shit. That's the type of shit you mad about for days. Like you know, sometimes your child fuck you up and you like, all right, bet we good the next day. They still mad at you, but you good. Like I'm mad at my fucking man.
But
fuck
she's
that child.
2 or 3 years old.
I don't give a fuck.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't give
like,
a fuck.
Are you following that? She's not even conscious.
I ain't never thought. I ain't never drunk no fucking piss.
They don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Like man,
kids eat food off the floor. They don't give a fuck about
man,
that
the
shit.
The floor ain't piss.
It was just
nigga. That meant she had to go get the piss. Who piss was it?
Her.
That's the dog piss. She
her.
Went peed in a cup.
She peed in the toilet together.
Oh my fucking, your toilet water too? Oh my fucking.
Hey, I'm talking about that bitch, but that motherfucker, they're funny.
Nigga,
hey,
that's pissed toilet water.
I pray to God.
Hope the toilet been clean recently. Man, fuck no.
I pray to God, y'all, that y'all, I hope the Lord does not bless y'all with those type of children.
Man, I ain't gonna lie.
Because
I'd have lost that child.
Ooh.
I'd have lost that child.
Go to your room.
Go to your room.
Go to your room. Please.
Shit.
Please go to your room.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not good enough to have a conversation like that. Mm-hmm. All I know is shit, you finna be a shade lighter or something. I'm finna beat the black off your ass. I'm finna
But you can't do that.
That's all I know.
Look,
that's all I know in my mind. Even though I know you gotta be conscious, in my mind, all I see is me beating the fuck out of that child. Like
yep,
I wanna
that's
be like
kids.
I wanna be like I'm good enough to where I'm not, but all I can see shit. Now I'm apologize to my child. And when they like 5 or some shit, when I done been able to grow up old enough to mature, That was fucked up. I ain't handled it the best.
Man, let me tell you this.
But right now, that, I have pee in my mouth.
And you have to understand
the
situation.
Come in my fucking
like,
hair.
Situation like that will be too late. Come in my fucking hair. Now, they old enough for that shit. That's why I said these
types. Hold on, so that's what you really going to do, though? You gonna put that shit on your mama? On your mama head? That's your game plan. If your sister... I don't know if you got a sister.
I do have a little sister and a little brother.
Came in a bottle and then had that shit in there and then told you, oh yeah.
Or rubbed her pussy on my face towels. Let's say my sister rubbed her pussy on my face towels.
Oh you know my God. Like the fact she rubbed her pussy on my face towels.
That bitches really don't.
You know what I mean? It ain't the same kind of situation.
Yeah, it ain't the same kind of.
Nah, I got
so
you.
So that's why I was like, let's say she rubbed her pussy on my face towel or on the face towels that she know that I use.
When she read.
Oh. And her pussy. Oh.
What you gonna do? I ain't gonna lie. Like, I ain't got no younger brother, but I mean, my brother bigger than me. My brother probably take me, but I'm gonna fight that nigga. I'm a son.
My sister, will be dead.
I'll be dead.
Because
I ain't got no sister no more.
Understand.
What you mean?
Because my main thing is this. Are you fucking crazy? Like, are you fucking crazy? Like, are you fucking crazy? That shit is fucking disgusting. And honestly, it's so disgusting that you couldn't even do it back.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like it's one of those
you
things
be
where
nasty
you
to
need
do that
help.
Shit back. Like,
something
to
is wrong
that shit
with
back, you.
You
got to be a little bit fucked up, too.
Yeah. That's why I said you just got to get mama.
It's son. Man, let's go on and get off of this fucking shit. We've been on this bullshit too fucking long. This shit came fucking buku different situations. All nastier than the one before. Man, we got one more motherfucking situation. Let's see what we got. We got anonymous one, female 23. And Shawty got a little bit going on, so y'all bear with your boy for the run through this shit. All right. Gotta put my little speaker voice on the shit. All right, so goddamn, where that part is? We good over there? You straight? All right, for sure. All right, so Shawty say, my 24-year-old husband and I have been married for about nine months. After dating for 2 years, we waited until marriage for sex, mostly due to his religious beliefs. We were both excited for our honeymoon, but things took a turn when he was unhappy with how I looked naked. We did manage to consummate the marriage, but it was clear he really wasn't into it. Keep in mind, I'm 5'6 and was 135 at the time, a very healthy weight, which really is. All right, although I wasn't medically overweight, he said my stomach and thighs were too chunky and requested I lose 20 pounds before we have intercourse again. I tend to wear very flattering clothes, so I guess my issues weren't noticeable when dressed. In the meantime, he has been requesting oral pretty much every day with, of course, no reciprocity of any kind or even affection, which, I mean, shout out, just all done. Like, man, don't be just sucking on that dick when that nigga don't want to do shit else. Fuck that nigga. But,
you 23 and then got married? You crazy as fuck. But
the fact
ahead.
That's what your ass took. You 23 and married?
Because I'm trying to see, how is it that I get married at 23 and I finally, you know, settle down and, you know, do all this shit that I really don't... At 23, I'm doing all this shit at 23 I finally get naked and you tell me you're not attracted to me. Bitch, you could have left me where the fuck I was at because them street niggas love what I look like under these clothes. Oh, God, boy. What?
Say, just
leave me alone.
Oh my gosh.
Leave me alone.
Stupid. But yeah, that part, that be that. All right, so I gotta say, since then, I have been working so hard to lose weight, but have only lost 15 of the 20 pounds, which ain't no only, y'all. That's major. All right, I'm down 2 clothing sizes and in the best shape of my life, but my husband still isn't happy enough with my appearance and issues. And let me see what it said. And discusses me not trying hard enough. In the meantime, I'm hungry and grumpy from losing weight. I didn't need to lose from a healthy perspective. If not for him, I would much rather be at my previous weight, healthy weight, and be able to enjoy a burger or a cupcake now and then. I'm afraid of falling out of love with him after being treated this way. I know no marriage is perfect, but it's so heartbreaking to be treated like an object that is never quite pretty or shapely enough. And if it's like this less than a year in, it's probably not going to get better, right? I'm just so embarrassed that my marriage is reduced to this and I don't know how to tell my family and friends. I feel like I'm fading away and losing myself to expectations I can never really meet. Damn. Man. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's half of that shit. Like, I'm with you on some of the part. Like, motherfucker, I ain't got time to be on all that extra shit. Because 1'5", 6", 135? Like...
That bitch thick.
basically, like, what the fuck? Like, and I don't even know how, like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know weights and heights and female shit. Shit get confused.
Because you gotta understand, if she 135 and 5'6", I'm 5'4", 5', you know, roughly. So, and I'm short and I weigh 120. You see what I'm saying? So she ain't nothing but a little bit taller than me, and that weight coming from her height, too. So she ain't, she don't weigh shit. I weigh 120, so 15 more pounds than this. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. At 120, you gotta understand, with her being that tall, she's skinny than a motherfucker. She's skinny than a motherfucker. She ain't, it ain't about her.
I mean, I'm, hold on, really what I wanna know is, cause like for sure, like it ain't even a conversation with me, just like, hey, look, I know you married, but fuck that nigga. The religious beliefs, all that part, like, fuck that nigga. But what the fuck he even look like? Because in my mind, that'd be the crazy part. Like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody be like, oh, I ain't fucking with your body. But then, like, but you looking like shit, though. I'm like, I ain't saying shit about how you looking. But, like, niggas, you over here looking like some fit god or some type shit? Or nigga, you talking, like, bullshit? Like, how, like this is the part where you just got to be capping back on a nigga. Like, he like, oh, you got to lose this? Because she done lost 15 of the 20 pounds
of
nigga.
She loved him so much that she done lost her confidence. But let me tell you this. As far as religious belief, he must not be too motherfucking religious to be downing and talking to you like that. I personally feel like you not having sex for religious belief, but you still not fucking me because of my looks. So now I'm on some shit like, what is your occupation, miss, whatever your name is? Because now I'm seeing dollar signs. That's the only reason I can see him fucking with you, other than you sucking his dick.
Oh, he's talking about like you think she got bread?
Oh, yeah, must have a nice career or some type of stability to herself.
I mean, but they was rocking for 2 years though. So I mean, they was in it like
and
they
to be not having sex and still get married and still don't fuck though. Ayo, you been married for 2 years and 9 months.
Hold on. They've been dating for 2 years and they've been married for 9 months.
After dating, we got married
nine months after. Okay,
dating.
So this was nine months ago. They got married 9 months ago. They got married 9 months ago, but they've been dating for 2 years. So 2 years in.
They've been together for 2 years and 9 months.
That part.
They've been together, ain't fucked, but maybe once. Out of 2 years, almost 3 years.
But the first 2 years don't count, because they were choosing not to fuck then. And they were both like I mean, I guess, like you should say mostly.
We waited until marriage for sex mostly due to his religious belief. It wasn't that she didn't want to. It was more so.
Mostly, I mean, maybe a little bit. I mean, but shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you don't want to, like, you know, want to be celibate or whatever you want to call it, like, you ain't trying to
do no fucking. He's contradicting as fuck is what I'm pointing out. He's contradicting as hell. Because, keep in mind, I was...
That oral shit is, like, the part for me, like, you... I mean, I don't know, like, because the fact you still
want
to get some head or some shit...
You want a fat bitch sucking your dick? Yeah, you want a fat bitch to gobble the dick, but you don't want to fuck me from time... Like, no. Absolutely not. You crazy as hell. No.
I mean, that's that wild part with it. Like, I don't even fucking know, man. It's bullshit. Like, it to me, it really ain't even too much though. Cause one shot it, and the fact she even took that shit and went and lost 15 of them shits for that nigga. Cause she ain't do it for herself. And like, one, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm the type of nigga, I'll watch my weight. Like, I mean, not watch my weight, but I'll watch what I eat a little bit. But I ain't finna fucking be hungry. Like, I ain't finna be hungry. Like, now I would, like, the closest I'd have been hungry. I think, like, probably when we linked up the first time, like, I was on, I was fasting. So I only ate once a day. That's the only time I never just let myself be hungry. But, like, just choosing to be hungry to lose weight and being mad about it, like, fuck that shit. Like, I ain't finna be not eating no fucking burger ever, not eating no cupcake ever. Like, you fucking with this nigga now, you can't eat shit. You ain't, and all you eating is fucking salad and dick. Like, fuck that shit. Like, you gotta do something else. Like, fuck that nigga.
He is comparing her to somebody else. He interested in somebody else. Which is why he can't be happy with whatever she did. It don't matter what the fuck she do. She can lose 15 pounds or get on crack tomorrow. He don't give a fuck.
I mean, it can be that point. I don't know. Like, I just could. And then they young as fuck, too. So, like, one nigga.
He interested in another 24. Bitch. He looking at the Instagram hoes or whatever else. Like, he wants something. He trying to turn her into something that he looking at on whatever he looking at, whomever he is looking at.
Yeah,
it'll never be that.
I didn't kind of peep that shit, or at least looked at that shit. Like, folks be talking about, like, how folks, like kind of like especially like that kind of age, like a bit younger and shit. Like, you kind of done seen a way more porn and shit. Like, how niggas' mindset or what sex look like is what they done seen in porn. Like, nigga, that shit ain't real life. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Nobody fucking
like you ain't fucking like them. I ain't fucking like them. Like, get the fuck out of here. That shit ain't real life. I mean, you can fuck like that, but on average, your sex ain't like no goddamn porn.
I'm not interested in fucking that long. I'd much rather do foreplay that long. You know, just foreplay and build it up that long. You know, an hour of foreplay or whatever. You know, playing around and whatever. But as far as fucking for an hour.
Yeah, that shit sound good in the songs. It don't sound good in real life. Now,
I can do
had the
this,
moments.
But I cannot. I cannot.
I cannot.
I cannot.
That really be that shit. Like, it be like, why? What really, at what point in time does that shit get tiring? Because I ain't gonna lie, I'm the type of nigga. If I get the last time I was fucking for hours, nigga popping Powerade, Gatorade, drink some extra shit. Like, nigga, hold on, wait a second. Turn the air on. I done got hot because I'm sweating. I ain't got time for all this fucking.
Chug water, so
yeah, like nigga, I'm
losing
pass
body
out.
Fluid, can't catch a breath, sweaty,
dead
motherfuckers
ass.
Wet.
I just
the bed
fucking.
Sheets wet, the bed get wet, ain't no more sheets. Now you gotta go to the couch wet. Now you gotta flip it over, cut the fan on so the pillows
cool
on the
side.
Couch can. Yeah, it's just too much.
I'm just not gonna nut it that long at that point in time. If I ain't nutting that long, like baby,
I'm gonna feel like you're not interested if you don't nut quick. I expect niggas to nut quick. So if you don't nut quick,
oh
I'm be like,
God.
You know
really?
What?
That's,
Let
that's,
me
that's
break
your
this nigga. I'm gonna break this nigga. He ain't finna hold on too fucking long. I got you. I got you. I see what you're trying to do.
I ain't got time for that shit.
Game on, bitch.
I ain't
Let's
got time
play.
For that shit you on right there, but what? Oh, which you ain't nutted already. What nigga? This is fucking bomb ass pussy. What you talking about?
Absolutely. And I'm finna bang, 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 bang.
Nigga, break your ass off. But,
ass pussy.
I guess.
In 2 seconds.
Hell, over here taking pride. Like, nah, I need, oh my God. I need that dick spitting right now. Go ahead, nigga. Oh, you extra. Because
I'm ready to go home.
But yeah. I mean, and it's fucked up that Shotta don't feel comfortable telling her family and shit like that, though, too. Like, I mean, like, you get into that. Because
they already told her not to marry the motherfucker. Did they already tell her that?
She's like, she embarrassed. That's a reduced. I don't know why to tell my family and friends. If at least a friend or somebody, like, you got to run it. You can't just be dealing with that shit internally. You got to tell somebody else that nigga ain't shit and
don't
you got you starving yourself.
Shit. Don't nobody want to hear that shit if I don't already told your motherfucking ass to leave that nigga alone. And I'm supporting your decision to marry him or whatever like that, but I don't already told your motherfucking ass to leave him alone. I honestly don't want to hear shit else about this shit until you leave the situation. And honestly, sometimes you have to stand alone in situations like that and deal with it yourself in order for you to be like, you know what, I can't call nobody and talk about this shit. I'm sick of this shit. I'm finna do this shit. I'm finna leave this nigga. You know, it takes that type of shit. I can't no bitch come and tell you, I'll leave your nigga, because now I'm like, bitch, what you mean leave my nigga? You leave your nigga. You know?
Oh, you talking about like another chick talking?
Yeah, like if I'm your friend and I'm telling you, bitch, leave your nigga. And you ain't left your nigga done cheated on you a couple times.
Like, don't be telling me about my nigga. Your nigga ain't shit either. Your nigga less shit than my nigga.
First of all, he ain't even got no job. At least my nigga working, ma'am. Shit.
Then they get on petty shit.
No, for real. Now we mad. Now we mad at each other and want to talk later.
Over dumb shit. Wildin', man. That's too much. But man, Shotty, I don't know we had your name, but man, look, man, fuck that nigga you fucking with. That nigga ain't shit.
Divorce his ass.
Basically, man. You too young, man. Shotty, you too young and like 5'6", 135, Shotty. You already know you at a healthy weight.
Don't you marry nobody else until you 50.
I mean, I don't know about her shit. You know, you want to be with somebody. God damn. She want to be young and out here.
You can
shit.
Be with whoever you want to be with. You don't have to marry a motherfucker to be with them.
I mean, she getting married at 24, 23. She want to be married. You
she
about
shouldn't
that marriage,
wanna
like,
be after this.
Yeah, that. Real talk, this type of shit to fuck your mindset up on that shit. All right, look, man. Y'all already know what the fuck it is. We finna get off of these motherfucking cold shits and get to these motherfucking jams and joints. Yeah, man. Finna catch y'all with some little motherfucking vibes, you know? Some shit you can do a little bit of
Some shit you can smoke to. You know what I'm talking about?
Why gotta be some shit you can smoke to, man?
Cause, man, everybody wanna smoke to some mirrors, whether it's some...
You can't smoke the air. I mean, you can smoke the air.
Smoking on purple, ease your mind. It's that shit that we get high to.
Yeah.
He let y'all know that it's some shit that y'all get high to.
That part.
And it could be rap.
Some boosted shit. You know, I can go for that shit all goddamn day. Louisiana shit.
Rap the whole song.
But let me go on here and hit you with this motherfucking joint. This is gonna be, I think this is the first one I done did that ain't a Louisiana motherfucker. But
you
shit.
Said a jam.
Shit, I think this is the first song. Like, I think all my other ones been like Louisiana shit. So I think I did. Oh no, I did Prince. I did myself, Boosie, shit like that. But, you know, Young boy. But I mean, fuck all that. motherfucking jam this week. One of my motherfucking favorite joints. I want to say it's probably one of my top like 20, 30 songs, period. That's that Heaven by Nas featuring Jilly Black. That's off of that, I think that's off that Godson album right there. That's that last track. That motherfucker right there. You know that song?
No.
I think what it was, Killer, what movie it was? I think it was like, something like Say, like not Say the Last Dance, but like, some fucking movie. Cause it's like, I can't, you know, like do it the best, but like the Heaven, if Heaven was a mile away, I would pack up my bags. Yeah, that shit right there. If Heaven was
a
mile away.
What was that movie? Was it ATL? It wasn't ATL.
It was one. I knew it was a, I'm trying to think, like, I want to say it was them dance. It was a dance. It was a dancing movie.
You got served.
You got served.
You got served.
Goddamn, you got lost that phone.
Nah, because you got served in my movie. Because I'm trying to think of who was getting stumped in their face.
I think it was Omarion or some shit.
Nah, he won. Marcus Houston was getting stumped in his face while that song was playing.
I work. The fact
he was
that
getting
that's
jumped.
He was getting stumped on his face when that song
he
was
getting
playing.
Jumped. Because I, when I heard the song, I was like, because they played it at the right time. Because it was like, dang, if Heaven was a mile away. Because he's sitting up getting beat up.
That point, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know it too much. I just know it because she told me about it. But the Heaven, bro, that shit, right? That shit just like a vibe. Like, that's one of my favorite Nas shits, just period. I mean, Nas been on it. You listen to Nas at all? I know you.
No, I have not. I have not.
That new Nas, like, Nas been killing shit. King's Disease 1, 2, bro. That fucking, I think, what, Magic or some shit like that just dropped. I think Nas been.
So,
wrecking.
You more of a Nas fan than Jay-Z?
I mean, I ain't into all that. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, Godson, like, probably one of my older, like, Nas albums that I kind of, like, when my brother had put me on. I done listened to way more Jay-Z than Nas, but shit. I mean, you know, Ho be having all kind of other shit. Nas killing shit right now. Like, that nigga just got a Grammy the other year for his fucking album.
Yeah.
And he putting out work right now. So, I ain't really know, like, in between them. Like, if on my all-time list, I think I got Hov big higher than him, Jay-Z higher than him. But Nas still, like, wrecking shit and niggas just dropping shit. To me right now, that King's Disease 2, I don't know if it's up for the Grammys, but that'd be my Grammy pick. Like, with everything that everybody dropped right now, that's my favorite album they dropped last year. So, but that's that jam right there a few years back. That goddamn Heaven was a mile away. Well, it's just Heaven, but Godson, man, y'all tap in, go fuck with that shit for real. Let me hear that bitch and let me know if y'all fucking with it for real, for real.
Y'all gonna remember the song. Y'all gonna remember what I'm talking about when Marcus Houston got beat up.
if you remember that nigga face getting stumped, that's the. If you don't remember nothing else, just remember that. If Heaven was a mile away, I wouldn't pack up my bag.
And he grabbed the bag from him for real and ran off.
Shit. Oh, that was when them niggas was making that play on that,
yep.
Right? And then nigga,
yep.
Got snatched. Okay, for sure. All right.
You'll never dance again. That's what he told me.
That what he said?
That what he told me.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't remember.
You'll never dance again.
He broke the nigga knee?
They fucked up his shit when they jumped his ass. And that black man came and told him, if I don't have my money, you'll never dance again. Let alone walk again.
That's that shit. Like, nigga, we gonna fuck up my shit. Like, bro, I can fucking get dance and get your money back, bitch.
Nah, he told the nigga straight, but Steve Harvey handled that shit. I don't know what he did, but that shit was 100. Hey, look, that movie got hard because it showed you that it takes a fucking village, y'all. It takes a village. That in particular showed you that it takes a village, and it means something to know. It's important to know people, y'all. It's important to know people. It's important to know people. Because when you in trouble like that and you can't go to the police, and you ain't got no daddy to go to, because he didn't have, and none of them had no father figures in them.
I'm gonna lie, I don't overly remember that
movie.
I'm
just rephrasing, just you know, just in general. Hell yeah, ain't none of them really just, hell yeah. So there's life lessons, guys. So my joint of the fucking week,
yeah,
is Pressure by Ari Lennox. I love that fucking song. It's not on no album yet. Unfortunately,
oh, yeah, it's a single.
Yeah, it's just a single. It just came out. And I like the song. I'm a big Ari Lennox fan. I got to see Ari Lennox and J. Cole in October. And I'm hearing that she is wanting to quit music.
I thought she was just trying to get out the label or some shit like that.
Yeah,
she's saying
she wanted to be done with all of it. At least that's what I read. She said that she wanted to be done with all of it because of the simple fact that the dude on the podcast asked her.
I mean, I got thoughts on it. I ain't personally gonna get too heavy into it, like with it just on the artist shit. But I don't know. Like, it for sure, it was a wild question. I don't know. You seen the shit? Like, it was like.
I like the song. Treat you like you should. Yeah, that shit go hard.
Hold on. What you talking about?
I fuck you good. Fuck you good. That's what she said at the end of her song.
But I'm talking about, like, him saying it like that. And bro saying,
is somebody fucking you good right now? I would have left.
You'd have left?
I would have ended it. Because, I mean, no matter how rude it was or what my fans would have thought, you don't ask me no fucking shit like that on live TV. Bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? Do not disrespect me like that. I don't give a fuck if I did.
I feel like that's the part. Like,
my
like,
music
how she feel
and my professionalism is two different fucking things. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's separated. Like, when I'm in the studio and I'm feeling myself and I'm vibing, whatever I say in that microphone, it's, you know, that's me. But don't get out here while I'm trying to be professional and talking about who fucking me good. Don't worry about it because it ain't you. You would never. And I would have hung up. You would never, ever. Whoa, where did you get that? She was trying to be too humble. No, ma'am.
It's a wild-ass situation.
That was fucked up to me, and I hate that they did that to you, Ari Lennox. I hope you get back in. And don't leave Dreamville, girl, for that. Mm-mm. Well, it depends on how J. Cole teaching you, because let me know if Jermaine doing a little too much. I get on him.
Extra ass. Man, but that pressure shit, I can't lie to you. I done heard the song. I don't overly remember that bitch, but I remember the music video for it because she got like that 70s that vibe going in that bitch. Yeah, that music video was fire. So, yeah.
It kind of give you that old, like that old Sierra kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of the song. It kind of give me like an old type of bounce. You know Sierra O, that song?
On the
Cadillac, right? Gangsters don't know how to act the joint.
Yeah, you better than me. All I knew was the old. Yeah. That's all I can remember was like,
Yeah, it kind of give me like a little, you know, a little vibe, like a.
This is kind of
like
energy.
Like a little, yeah, a little, yeah. Pressure.
A little soft, little bounce right there. Mm-hmm. I got you. All right, for sure that.
So, yeah, y'all get with it. Get
tap
with these.
In with that shit, that goddamn heaven and that motherfucking pressure. Goddamn R&B always come with that pressure. That goddamn, I think shit, Killer put me on her ass like
man,
heavy. That BMO and all that shit right there.
The whole album is a non-skip. You hear me? The whole album, don't skip nothing. I promise you. Everything on that thing is a banger. She deserves every reward. Bro, I promise you. Yes. I love me some Ari Lennox. Y'all, I promise every app, y'all listen to it. Get the smoking or get the fucking, which one? It don't matter.
That shit a fucking vibe, man. You got anything else before we get ready? Because I think we had an episode right here. You want to got something else?
I mean, shit. Make sure y'all book y'all sections at Seaside Lounge and Chapman Kirby on Sundays. Chapman and Kirby on Sundays, Seaside Lounge on Fridays and Saturdays or Thursdays. But not a lot of people party on Thursday. But that's it with me. Shit. Make sure y'all think HBCUs.
You said that what?
Think HBCU. No PWI shit. No PWI shit, straight HBCU shit.
Other than that, ain't nothing wrong with a PWI.
I said what I said.
I said what I said.
You don't watch it. They gonna know what I mean.
Nigga, don't you don't watch it, me motherfucker. you don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. No, fuck you, fuck whoever that. Nah, I ain't gonna say fuck whoever it is. I might fuck with them. But yeah. I mean, nah, like I was telling you earlier, shit. I mean. HBC, like, nigga, I'm from Louisiana. Grambling was looking shit, but then I fucked around, went to too much shit. I was like, man, HBCU is where it is, but a nigga like me who can get distracted and shit easy, man, I wouldn't graduate. I would not have no degree right now if I went to Grambling. I'd enjoy myself. I'd enjoy the fuck out of myself, but I wouldn't graduate. Like, bro, we didn't have shit at my school that it was interesting to me. The best thing them niggas had was crawfish. Like, that was the best thing they put on in my school. But you know,
well, hey. For people who get distracted, easy, go to PWIs. If you ain't trying to
man, get
if
your education,
if
and
you,
then, you know,
if
have
you
your
get distracted,
phone.
Easy, go to a PWI. That's what I can say. If your attention span is short,
get your education.
If your attention span is short, like
hold
the squirrels
on the college campus, fuck your ass. Like you get a little too reckless.
Go
now.
To a
you
PWI.
You get a little too reckless
now.
You getting too fucking reckless now.
HBCUs, bro, y'all gonna let the HBCUs from the teachers to the campus to. The cafeteria to fried chicken Wednesday to fried fish Friday. I don't know if everybody do that, but I know my old schools did. But
I mean, it depends. Like, I mean, because like I say, I done went to Grand, you know, like going to Grand homecomings and shit like that,
it's
pulling
extremely
up.
Extremely culturized.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it depends on what you're looking like. HBCU ain't for everybody. It ain't for every personality. Because if your personality don't match HBCU, it might not be for you.
I can't say that. I can't, because I've been to two separate HBCUs in two different states, and they both gave me vibes.
Nigga, like, it might vibe for you, but like, if you a little bit more caring, like, you know what I mean? Even if you look melanated, you might be a little bit more caring. Like, HBCU might not be for you.
Caring about what?
Caring. Like, you know, like the Karen, like the name.
Karen-ish. Oh, Karen.
Yeah, like if you kind of like that.
You a
like
little Karen-ish.
Yeah, like that's your vibe. HBCU might not be for
it's
you.
It's not like you said Karen. Like Karen. Like if you a little Karen, if you don't care, you know, lack care.
Nigga, that's not what I said.
I'm sorry.
It's not what I said.
It's just Karen. It sounds like I'm saying caring, but Karen.
Yeah.
But nah, if you look Karen, just take your ass to that PWI. But I extremely support HBCUs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That. I always say
I'm not going to say fuck PWIs.
Athletes go to them HBCUs, man. Real talk. Like, if y'all, you know, you get a chance to, man, put them motherfucking schools on. That shit going down to Jackson State with Dion, like, getting that boy down there, man, that shit major. Real talk, man. Like, man, look, we ain't going to build up until y'all build us up together, man. So, if y'all can go to an HBCU, I ain't a person to go to one. You know, I don't give a fuck about my school like that, so I ain't finna shout it out like that. I ain't going to lie to you. But... Nah. This nigga like, you ain't gonna shout it out, but is that you want to do Xavier? Xavier
HBCU.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know. Don't get me lying. I ain't go to Xavier.
I don't know.
Xavier down in New Orleans, though. I went to Northwestern State University in Louisiana. But, like I said, it was a cool school. Like, I mean, I enjoyed myself. I had fun, but you know, it is what it is. But if you can get to an HBCU and you can put on an HBCU, get some money to these HBCUs, man. Look, man, the culture gonna look a lot better. So, man, do what y'all can.
Support black businesses.
All that shit. But we finna dip out on this motherfucker. If we talked about your goddamn situation,
I'm sorry. If we talked about your situation today, I apologize for anything said to offend you. But please do not take my advice lightly. Take heed to this shit.
Unless you mothers, like, because I don't think no mothers need to have cum in their hair. I'm heavily disagree with your ass on putting cum in the mother's hair. But, man, let us know what the fuck y'all on, for real. Like, if y'all did the situation, y'all listen to her and put some, you know, cum in your mother's shampoo. Or you listen to me and you cut your brother. Just let me know what it's looking like.
I mean, turn the house up. Fuck it. What they gonna do, kill you? They didn't kill the brother. So, I mean, fuck it. Turn the house up.
Stupid. Shit, man. Y'all already know y'all can follow the podcast. Make sure y'all tap in. That was shit.
Yep.
Instagram, TikTok. The video is going to be coming, you know, shit just moving a little slow motion right now, just early on process. But it sticks to the cold pod. Y'all already know, man. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok.
Follow your girl, Cat Help. That's cat.help_ on Instagram. I changed my Instagram name, but don't worry about it, y'all.
It is. But yeah, make sure y'all tap in with that shit. If you on Reddit, man, we'll stick to the code. So yeah, man, just make sure y'all be sure to leave that review on that, man. Y'all fucking with us, man. Drop a review. Let us know what the fuck y'all feeling like. Y'all fucking with us, man. Drop a 5. We appreciate this shit. This shit really help us go a long way. You fuck with us, man. Put your friend on. Have your friend put them on somebody else and shit. Before y'all know it, y'all gonna be linking up talking about the motherfucking podcast.
Yep.
So make that shit happen, man. All right, look, man. Before we go, y'all already know what the fuck it is. Look, I'm gonna leave y'all with the same piece I drop out on every time. So look, everybody has a code. Got a different code, man. Just make sure whatever yours is, you being real. Don't fake yourself, embrace yourself. And that way when you do the math, you always said 100. And whatever your code is, man, stick to it. Stick to the code podcast. Y'all this bitch. That's the sound of the police head. Got the helicopters outside.